Yule, Chapter 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Yule, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you old men, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it. Let your children tell their children, and their children in another generation. That which the palmer worm has left has the locust eaten, and that which the locust has left has the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm has left has the caterpillar eaten. Awaken, you drunkards, and weep, and howl, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come upon my land, strong, without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the cheek teeth of a great lion. He has laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree, and he's made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches of it are made white. Lament like a virgin, girt with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of Yahweh. The priests, Yahweh's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourns because the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languishes. Be ashamed, you husbandmen. Howl, you vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, and the palm tree also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves, and lament, you priests. Howl, you ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my Elohim. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your Elohim. Sanctify a feast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of Yahweh your Elohim, and cry to Yahweh, alas for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty will it come. Is not the meat cut off from before our eyes? Yes, joy and gladness from the house of our Elohim. The seed is rotten under their clouds, the garners are laid desolate, the barns are broken down because the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yes, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Yahweh, to you will I cry, for the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also to you, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. End of chapter. Yoel, Chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh comes, it is near at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong there has not ever been the like, neither will be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours in front of before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden in front of them, and behind them is a desolate wilderness, yes, and nothing will escape them. The appearance of them is like the appearance of horses, and like horsemen, so will they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains will they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble. Like a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people will be much pained. All faces will gather blackness. They'll run like mighty men. They will climb the wall like men of war. And they will march everyone on his ways, and they will not break their ranks. Neither will one thrust another. They will walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword they will not be wounded. They will run to and fro in the city. They'll run upon the wall. They'll climb upon the houses. They'll enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth will quake before them. The heavens will tremble. The sun and the moon will be dark, and the stars will withdraw their shining. And Yahweh will utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, because he is strong that executes his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? For this reason also now, says Yahweh, you turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and tear your heart and not your garments, and turn to Yahweh your Elohim, because he's gracious and merciful. He's slow to anger, and he's of great kindness and repents him of the evil. Who knows if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him? a meat offering and a drink offering to Yahweh your Elohim. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and give not your heritage to reproach that the heathen would rule over them. Wherefore should they say amongst the people, where is their Elohim? Then will Yahweh be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yes, Yahweh will answer and say to his people, look, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you will be satisfied with it. And I will no more make to you a reproach amongst the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and I will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink will come up, and his ill odor will come up, because he's done great things. Do not fear, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh will do great things. Do not be afraid, ye beasts of the field, because the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree bears her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your Elohim, because he's given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain as before. And the floors will be full of wheat, and the vats will overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you will eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh your Elohim, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people will never be ashamed. And you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your Elohim, and none else. And my people will never be ashamed. And it will come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes. And it will come to pass that whoever will call upon the name of Yahweh will be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem will be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh will call. End of chapter. Joel chapter 3. For look, in those days and in that time, when I will bring again the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered amongst the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine, so that they might drink of it. Yes, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you give me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you've taken my silver and my gold, and you've carried to your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Yehuda and the children of Jerusalem have you sold to the Grecians, so that you could remove them far from their border. Look, I will raise them out of the place where you've sold them, and I will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Yehuda, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for Yahweh has spoken. Proclaim you this amongst the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves together, and come, all you heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. From there cause your mighty ones to come down, O Yahweh. Let the heathen be wakened, and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will be darkened, and the stars will withdraw their shining. Yahweh will also roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth will shake. But Yahweh will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So will you know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then will Jerusalem be holy, and there will be no strangers passing through her any more. And it will come to pass in that day, the mountains will drop down new wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the rivers of Yehuda will flow with waters, and a fountain will come forth out of the house of Yahweh, and will water the valley of Shittim. Egypt will be a desolation, and Edom will be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Yehuda, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Yehuda will dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for Yahweh dwells in Zion. End of chapter 2.